You're listening to Siren 107.3. Good morning. Time now on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition for culinary class and gastronomic gorgeousness with the broadcasting legend, who is William Sitwell.
Yes, the remix version there, Rachel, working a little backside off at present in London as we speak with Dr. Linda Papadopoulos, who is actually going to talk about objects of love and romance and various other factors, which is obviously fits perfectly with our ace tennis expert, and indeed culinary soul. That is William Sitwell. Welcome back from Spain, William.
Thank you very much. I do love that girl's voice. What's her name? Is she in London? Is she? I better go and find her.
That would be Rachel Abbott, actually. She'd be very pleased
about that.
Yes, she's a producer with the... In fact, she works in the same studios that Chris Moyles used to actually record his jingles in. Minor point there, but there we are. Yeah, only the very best for yourself, William. That's the official Midweek Drive Morning Edition promise. However, we were obviously excited last week when you were on the tennis courts, being sort of having that whole experience in La Manga. How did it go? You know, and clearly, I think your son's an ace tennis player. So, did it work well? And can we look forward to seeing you in the majors in the next few months?
I don't know about me, but my son played about 6 hours a day, which is incredible. And he won a big tournament on Sunday, and then did pretty well on the Monday. So, 6 hours of performance academy for the kids is pretty impressive. It's an amazing place if you don't just want to sit by a beach, you actually want to take part in some activities and play some serious tennis, then the La Manga Club is the place to go. And it's not a sort of massively expensive place, you know. And we went straight after Easter, and of course it was freezing cold. It was the first week in about 15 years where there was clouds. But what the hell, we were very happy.
It was obviously the weather was trying to match the British temperament when it comes to actually tennis and so on. But
Exactly. Temperament is a thing. I mean, it's interesting because I know we talk about food a lot, and of course that's hugely important. But seeing young people, sort of 10-year-old boys, playing match play, I mean, it's incredibly impressive because it's so mental. And seeing young children on their own playing singles, composing themselves, being polite, treating the court as a temple and not losing their temper and playing fairly. It's a very maturing thing. It's not just about the physical aspects of it. And a lot of, you know, it's so mental. I mean, we can see it with the adult play, you know. If you lose a point and you can't mentally recompose yourself, you know, you can end up losing matches. And so the sort of psychology and the mental aspect is something that they also get coached in at quite a young age. Just to behave on the court and not smash your racket about. You know, you see Maria Sharapova do it. You know, when she might lose a point, she turns around, walks to the back of the court, you know, takes a deep breath and turns around and faces the challenger again. It's rather like eating a long meal. You know, am I really going to be able to face the cheese? You know, I've had some pudding and have cheese at the end. I've already had six courses. You know, you take a deep breath and you say, yeah, I will attack this cheese board.
It's all to do with visualization. That's the key thing. Focus on the goal.
Exactly.
Work on that basis, and then, as you rightly say, the mental package will work through. But moving dexterously onwards, from Dale's spring lamb to Kilnsley trout and woodland pigeon to Yorkshire rhubarb, the Plot to Pot Cookery Theatre features a mouth-watering menu of seasonal dishes, all demonstrated with an expert hand. We are, of course, referring to some of the fine chefs who are going to be doing duty at what we refer to here as the Chelsea of the North, because that's how the North of England Horticultural Society like to promote the Harrogate Spring Flower Show. And again, one of those great scenarios that's coming through there. Have you ever experienced the joys of Harrogate yourself, maybe en route to Scarborough, perhaps, will you?
No, I haven't. I must check it out. I mean, it is lovely this time of year when people start looking forward to you know, these kind of things. I've never made it to Harrogate, and I should really. But it's great, isn't it? You know, when daffodils pop up, you can start sowing your plants and so on, and you can start thinking about the summer fairs and the horticultural. We had a meeting in our own village for the Western and Lower Sweden Horticultural Society's 75th. Annual food and flower show, which will happen in September, and going through the schedules, and it's amazing. All these communities, you know, they have to work incredibly hard, and just to break even, just to show off the wares of the community. And a lot of the old guys are literally sort of, well, you know, disappearing off the scene. And I think, you know, a lot of that sort of expertise, it almost feels rather 1950s, of growing incredibly long carrots and beautiful big onions, it's rather disappearing. So it's great if people can kind of, you know, if new generations can get interested in growing vegetables. Although, of course, traditionally, British sort of horticultural society vegetable shows seem more about what the veg looks like than what it tastes like, which just says something about our own food culture.
And it's the autumn time where we kind of really get into giant-sized marrows and other such stuff, etc.
Yeah.
However, it's interesting that Lee Rushforth, a contender in the latest series of MasterChef : The Professionals, sounds a bit like Bodie and Doyle, but with food, will also be appearing on the Saturday, the 25th of April. He's actually head chef in the garden rooms at Tennant's Leyburn, and he's going to be actually looking at his love of breast of Yorkshire duck with roast grillot onions and toasted spelt, plus pan-seared hanger steak with a watercress and horseradish salad, and roast onion mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's my kind of thing. That's what I like.
We're kind of reversing the thing here.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, some of these finalists from MasterChef Professionals, you know, they go on to do pretty good stuff. You know, and I think it's the good aspect of that show. It's often not always, doesn't really matter who wins. Often the people who come second or third end up having quite, you know, good careers as a result of it. It's a bit like The Voice. You know, the guy who won, who shouldn't have won. I'm no doubt he will disappear, and the ice cream girl will have an extraordinary career. But that's another subject.
And it's nice that we've kind of reversed things, because normally it's your good self who's kind of causing our taste buds to moisten and get all sorts of savoury. And now I can actually say the other scenario that they're introducing this year are international twists on Yorkshire ingredients, hence Thai-style salmon and crab burger.
Some people never learn, do they?
It's just an interesting perspective. Moving on, you may well ask, where are the rest of the team? Well, Emma Tinson was here for the first hour, but she's off doing journalistic stuff. Jessica Ward obviously found last night just too much of an exertion to the whole system. And who knows what Jared Johnson's actually doing with life and the universe and everything else. However, we'll be off to the Newark Showground later on today to look ahead to the Nottinghamshire County Show. What does the rest of the day have in store for your good self, William Sitwell?
Oh, I don't know. I think a bit of a snooze, you know, maybe a nice lunch, possibly a swim. Either that or a day packed with work. I'm not quite sure at the moment.
I mean, either way, you could actually go into the notion of being aware of mindfulness training.
Yep.
Savour the little taste of the food, the raisin in the hand, and really go on that basis. I mean, I feel as though we've actually gone into a whole new metaphysical plane of existence with this little phone, William. So, it's worked for us. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link yourself on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition?
Absolutely. And I have a feeling, I think I'm on MasterChef tomorrow night. I'll look out for the Twitter abuse. That's always entertaining.
Well, Katie Grimerson, who was sunbathing in Birmingham yesterday, will be delighted to hear that. She always sort of says, what's William doing now? And she gets so excited, she regularly sends text messages when she says, William's on MasterChef, so it's very good. It's nice to see that the fans are still there, in a sense, and safe sort of way for that point of view. Very quickly, of course, what's happening with your own Soho radio sensational station that happens on a Tuesday?
Oh, well, we had Tommy Myers, you know, great girl who opened Oaxaca. She was actually a winner of MasterChef and went on to open a whole chain of Mexican restaurants. She's just now branching out of London. She's going to open one in Manchester. She was on the show with Mexico's finest chef, a guy called Roberto Ciris, who came to London this week to cook with her. She was on the show, and we had a chat with the UK director of the Champagne Bureau, talk about how to sniff and sip champagne. You know, next week we'll have bigger guests, better guests. It just goes on and on and on. You know, and Galvanina, our happy sponsors, are just fizzing with Italian organic drinky goodness.
And a shameless plug on another station as well, so that deserves an increase in any way, shape, or form. Why not, indeed? William, I take it you'll be back with us next week?
Let's hope so.
The little boy went first day of school. He got some crayons and he started to draw. He put colors all over the paper. All colors was what he saw. And the teacher said, what you doing, young one? But that little boy painted flowers in neat rows of green and red. And when the teacher asked him why, this is what he said. And he said,
flowers are red and green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen.
So clearly that young man never experienced the joy and wonderment of the Harrogate Spring Flower Show. Otherwise he would know that yes, you can have red flowers, but you can have all sorts of colours of the rainbow in the Chelsea of the North, the Harrogate Spring Flower Show. And as promised, yes, we've been building up in breathless anticipation to this particular moment. We can welcome the show director of the Harrogate Spring Flower Show, the legend that is Nick Smith. Nick, how are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thanks very much for that. Great, absolute pleasure to speak to you.
As ever, you know, I can't believe that the year just scoots by. And we were just talking about, obviously, vegetables, and suddenly, woof, we're into flowers again, and it's
spring.
We're here.
Yeah. It's just leapt upon us, hasn't it?
Well, it's phenomenal. But again, a word, an adjective that can be used to describe the Harrogate Flower Show. Looking at this particular, how to build a garden in just 60 minutes. 60 minutes?
That's us.
What's going on?
Well, we felt it was a good opportunity to give people an idea of what they could do in perhaps not 60 minutes, but a short space of time. You know, a spare weekend when the weather's good. Get out there and really do something with your own plot.
So technically, you could actually download the podcast of the Midweek Drive, Midweek Drive Morning Edition, listen to that on your iPlayer, iPod, etc., and actually build not one, but probably two gardens, actually, you know, a couple of hours.
Just why not? Why not? Let's not get over-ambitious.
I definitely thought, and in your own words, Nick, building a garden can be a painstaking and expensive business, so it is tempting to postpone making a change, sometimes indefinitely. And how to, obviously, it's a way of hopefully being sure that you can actually put things into place and really work through that. And, you know, that, I think, is something which I've noticed over the years, and certainly since you took over the mantle, a lot more interactivity within the Spring Flower Show. So really fun for everybody, even if you kind of, you only have a passing interest in matters horticultural.
I think that's it. I think, I mean, we're very true to our roots, if you'll excuse the pun, in horticulture. But it's a case of making that accessible for more people, as you say, for people who perhaps aren't that sort of garden minded, but still would like to take an interest in what they have in their own outside space. So that's really what we try to do with the activity element of the things, and really how to is a great example of that.
Over the last few years, a fine number of people have been saying it's time we got back to allotments, it's time we got back to healthy eating, and from the plates to the food and all of that scenario. And very much we've got VE Day celebrations coming through here.
Indeed,
a chance of obviously the 70th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, of course, VE Day. Victory allotment is being prepared as well, and I see genuine ration books are appearing in there.
They are indeed. We're really looking forward to the allotment. It's been created by the Leiden District Allotment Gardeners Federation, and they're creating a 12-metre by 8-metre typical allotment of 1945. Because it's interesting to know, I don't know whether many of your listeners will know, that allotment gardeners grew an estimated 3 million tonnes of produce during the war, which accounted for about 10% of all food eaten, which is a huge amount when you think about it.
Yeah.
And we really just wanted to celebrate the work of those gardeners in contributing to that special day.
We were causing taste buds to be tantalised with some of the demonstrations of the chefs and the ways in which they're coming through. But I see you've also put in the Harrogate Spring Flower Show brochure the Woolton Pie recipe, one of the most famous wartime recipes created at the Savoy Hotel in London to promote the use of root vegetables.
That's right. I'm not sure how tasty it actually is. I haven't tried it myself.
You got diced potatoes, you got cauliflower, you got swedes, you got carrots, you got spring onions, you got oatmeal, and you got chopped parsley. What's not to appreciate?
It certainly sounds rustic, shall we say?
Yeah, exactly. I do like that. Allow the ingredients to cool, put into a pie dish, sprinkle with chopped parsley, and cover with a crust of potatoes or wholemeal pastry. Sounds a mixture of comfort food and indeed, you know, good wholesome nutrition as well, which is brilliant stuff. But I can hear people already saying, "Well, this is all very good. You know, how do we get there? How do we get tickets and so on?" And indeed, two of our regular co-presenters, who sadly couldn't be with us on the show today, Emma had to leave to do some interviewing herself. It's Emma Tinson, and I think Jessica Ward is also scheduled for this. They're going to be making the journey up from Lincoln to Harrogate via train to indeed Harrogate train station. Quite a little exercise, but they're going to go for it. I personally would be driving down from Middlesbrough, but that's a little by the by, you know. So yeah, we will rendezvous there probably on the Saturday. Is it relatively straightforward to get to your good selves at the Harrogate Spring Flower Show from if people are actually using public transport, the train stations.
It certainly is. We have a shuttle bus that runs from the train station directly to the flower show.
You see, magic. You'd think we'd had to rehearse this. You know, it's brilliant stuff. Moving on, are tickets still available?
Tickets are available. We've got online tickets available until tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And from that point, we've then got tickets which are available on the gate at any of the 4 days.
And a question we tend to put to you each year, and I know it's more difficult because there's so much good things that sort of tend to happen. Are there any particular areas that you're looking forward to? I mean, the Digit Garden Theatre team are always great from that point of view, and BBC's Big Allotment Challenge, obviously, in there. We talked about allotments and so on. Are there a whole range of fabulous exhibitors that are actually there from that point of view? When do you get a chance to look through the whole sequence from the setup on the Wednesday to the opening, the official opening on the Thursday, and through Friday, Saturday and Sunday? Are there moments which you sort of think, yeah, that works really well, like that area. We want to go more with that area zone.
Yeah, I think there are. I mean, as we obviously, the show gardens are sort of building year after year, and this year we've got some really spectacular gardens in there. And with nature as quite a strong theme across all of them, really, Alex. We've got one which is a biophilic garden, exploring the ancient connection between nature and our hunter-gatherer ancestors.
Yeah, without necessarily having to go into basic animal skin coverings to actually work through the whole process, otherwise it can be very confusing. People can go into all sorts of those. And I'm particularly interested in the wildlife haven that Naturecraft are putting together with the wildlife meadows, woodlands, ponds and so on. Askham Bryan and, of course, Risehome and Bishop Burton Colleges, as ever, as you might expect, well represented with respect to this. And we use that line as the Chelsea of the North. I mean, it is, but I think it's the difference being that with the North of England Horticultural Society, it's a friendlier version, I suppose, because even though there's obviously competition here that's there, but you know, I've always got a sense of there's a good buzz, a good friendly buzz with both exhibitors and attendees.
Well, I think what we try to do is we try to keep it personal. We try to keep the relationship very personal between ourselves and our exhibitors, and also with our visitors as well, to ensure that we're listening to them, we're listening to what they want to see, and hopefully reflect that in what they come to visit each year.
Makes perfect sense. Also like the Yorkshire Roof Garden, actually, which is quite good in terms of that. I mean,
it sounds very smart, yes.
It does, you know, a garden blending crisp lines and contemporary shapes with swathes of foliage and subtle floral colours to create a rooftop retreat. It's less a garden, more a kind of wine taster's description, really. It's fantastic.
That's not a bad thing either way.
Yeah, precisely. It works in every sense of the word, whatever that might be. So finally, the web address. People are actually listening to this. We talked about buying tickets online, etc. What's the easiest way to actually access details about the North of England Horticultural Society? Of course, you can join as well. And indeed, the Harrogate Spring Flower Show.
The easiest way is to visit www.flowershow.org.uk.
Nick, as ever, it's been an absolute joy and a delight. And I think you know pretty much what's going to come up now with the next couple of questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
As ever, absolutely, Alex.
Do you know, I realise we haven't given the usual cameo mention for Camilla Harrison, so I've just done that now, you know, because she's very good. Without whom, obviously, the whole world would not function in its own way, so well done, Camilla, and the team. So the next critical question is, can we look forward to featuring you again in the very near future? And obviously, connecting with you, probably, I mean, we are hopeful we might get up for the first day, but if not, certainly the intention is that the team will be there on the Saturday when it'll be all systems go, no doubt. Will we hopefully connect with you then and continue our discussion and reflection on life, the universe, and the importance of the North of England Horticultural Society and indeed the Harrogate Spring Flower Show.
Thanks very much, Alex.
It's a hell of a question. I was just basically saying, will you actually return?
I
know, you forgot the answer. We've had technical challenges these days. We've had other technical challenges. The script wasn't there. Yeah, I think the answer is yes, Nick Smith will return. Yes?
Thanks, Alex. We will indeed.
Cut grass and it's filling up my senses, and the sun is shining down on the